This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Tuesday, November, 17th, 2009. And I apologize for not podcasting Monday or Sunday, because usually one of those days I record and tell you about the weekend. So I decided to do it tonight, but I guess I was too busy the last two nights to do it. So I'm going to tell you about it tonight. And of course, the weekend started on Friday, and I went to the boyfriend's house. And he made some fish for dinner. And then we did our usual Friday night routine, enjoying some wine and chit-chatting and catching up with each other's week. Of course, I had just seen him on Wednesday for the CAT scan thing that I did last week. And of course, you heard all the results on Thursday night, so you don't need to talk about that anymore. But we caught up on our week, and then we went to bed because we were tired. I actually was falling asleep on the couch again because I don't know why I'm... Well, I know why I'm so tired. Because I have given up regular Coke. As you know, I'm a regular Coke drinker. Oh, that was my computer. I have given up regular Coke, and I'm only drinking caffeine-free Coke now. So I have no caffeine in my body whatsoever because of the, the flutter of my left part of my heart or whatever. So I'm not drinking any caffeine, and I'm so sleepy all the time now. So, last night, Monday night, I went to bed. I mean, my head was on the pillow, light off, falling asleep at 10 o'clock. I did not get up until 5:15 this morning. That is 7 hours and 15 minutes of sleep, and I don't think I woke up once. I was so tired. So anyway, Friday night, I was just as tired, and I was falling asleep on the couch. So we went to bed. Now, Saturday was a busy day for the boyfriend because we were having a dinner party on Saturday night, and he had to spend the day cooking. And I tried to get him to snuggle in bed and stay in bed Saturday morning, but he's like, nope, we got to get moving. I got things to do. So we got up, and I actually didn't do too much. I played on the computer, and I took my Kindle to the boyfriend's house and read a book called Swish on the Kindle. And I was reading, I didn't finish it, of course, but I was reading that most of the day, playing with the computer, updating his Safari and iTunes on his PC, and changing the desktop to a fall picture, because he doesn't do all that stuff, so I was doing that for him. And the whole time he was cooking different things and preparing different things for the dinner party. And after I played with the computer and read the book or read the Kindle for a couple hours, I cleaned the house a little bit. I did the vacuuming and a little bit of dusting, and put some fresh tea light candles out and little things like that. And then finally I decided to get in the shower, because I had not showered all day, because I only want to shower once in a day, well, for the dinner party once. So, and then before we knew it, the guests started to arrive around 7:30, and Mark and Shane came. You know Mark and Shane from Running with Blue Sponge. They came, and then we had four other friends come, so there were eight of us all together. And the boyfriend doesn't usually have dinner parties with this many people. We usually have six at the most, because he only has six dining room chairs. But we had the chair from the computer desk, and an old chair from another desk that he has in his living room. So we had eight chairs, and we were kind of squeezed around the table, but it wasn't too bad. And the boyfriend only has six dinner plates, so he and I used plates from a different set. So to make it uniform, he and I sat on the ends of the table, and the guests sat on the sides of the table. Usually I sit next to the boyfriend, but I said no, because I want to make all the plates and all the napkins and everything that matches for the guest, and you and I can take the odds. So that's what we ended up doing. So anyway, there were six guests there, and we had a really good time chatting and joking and carrying on and We didn't talk too much politics. We talked a little bit of politics. We talked a little bit of, a little bit of everything. It was just fun. We just had such a good time. And you know what? The thing is, before we knew it, it turned and it was like midnight, and everybody was like, "Oh my gosh, midnight! We have to get going home." But they enjoyed the food completely. The boyfriend made. He had four courses. The first course was soup, and he made from scratch mushroom soup. Yes, mushroom soup from scratch. I did not eat any of the mushroom soup. No, thank you. And actually, we had two of the guests were vegans, so they brought their own mushroom soup, and we ended up the guests ended up having like two little servings of the soup, so that each one had, each guest had a little serving of each of the two mushroom soups. So then after the soups, the boyfriend made this beet salad. It had like four quarters of a beet around the plate with an orange slice in the middle with some, I'm not sure what kind of dressing stuff on it. Was it, or there was even any dressing on it, but there was some gorgonzola cheese and some parsley and, I don't remember. I had to sprinkle the green things on top, but I don't even know what they were. So anyway, there was the salad, and after the salad course was the main course, and the boyfriend made a beef tenderloin that was amazing. He roasted some garlic and made this like garlic paste that he put on the top of it while it was cooking the entire time. And then he sliced it up, and each one had like this little layer of this garlicky paste kind of stuff on top. It looked really nice. I didn't eat that because I had chicken for dinner, because I'm trying to avoid red meat as much as I can. And so I had chicken. But anyway, so he had the beef tenderloin, then he had roasted vegetables, and he had, not scalloped potatoes, he had... Potatoes au gratin. So, I guess the kind of the same thing, but potatoes au gratin. Oh my God, they were so good. And he used Swiss Gruyere cheese or whatever. It was so good. So I had the potatoes and the chicken, and oh my God, it was so good. And then for dessert, he made a pumpkin bundt cake. It was the first time he had done it. It tasted pretty good. I had a little tiny piece of it. The vegan guests brought a pie, but it was a squash pie, which was, I of course did not eat it, but it was very interesting that people were saying, oh, this is kind of like pumpkin pie. It's got the consistency of pumpkin. It kind of looks like pumpkin, but it was a squash pie, and I thought that was interesting. So we had the squash pie and the pumpkin cake for dessert with some dessert wine, the Grey Ghost Adieu. I forgot to tell you about the other wines. We had a really nice Cabernet with dinner. And we also ended up opening a bottle of Merlot that Shane and Mark brought. I thought was the best wine of the evening. For the mushroom course, we had a Reserve Chardonnay from Grey Ghost. And then for the salad, we had a rosé from another winery that we really like called Linden. And then... yeah, I guess it was that. Yeah, that was it. That's all the wines. They were all very good, but I think the Merlot that Shane and Mark brought was the best. So anyway, as I was saying, it got to be midnight, and it was time to go home, so they all left and went home. Nobody had to get a cab or anything. They all drove their cars, and nobody had to wait in the cold weather for a cab, so nobody got upset or mad or anything, so that was a good thing. So that was Saturday night. We had such a good time. Then on Sunday, we got up, and the boyfriend, we actually had some leftover pancakes for breakfast, and then the boyfriend went to church, and then when he got back, we took a lunch to the cathedral, Bishop's Garden at the cathedral, and enjoyed that, walked around the cathedral, did a little shopping in the Bishop's Garden shop, or whatever it's called, I forget what it's called, and then came home, and then I left to come home. And then when I got home, I did all my stuff, like, I had schoolwork to do, actually, so I was doing some schoolwork, but I was also doing a load of laundry and, regular stuff that I do on Sundays. So, and then, went to work on Monday, and today's Tuesday. Yeah, that was the weekend. Now, a couple other things have been happening recently that I wanted to mention. I saw this thing on, I forget, I subscribe to these RSS feeds, so these articles get posted on these people's blogs or on Towel Road or Boyd Culture, and then they show up in my RSS reader, and I don't really remember where they're coming from. But anyway, I saw this video that Lou Dobbs was on Bill O'Reilly's The O'Reilly Factor, talking about, you know, his departure from CNN, and Bill O'Reilly was asking him questions and stuff, and it got into this whole thing about Bill O'Reilly was saying, well, I shouldn't say that, Lou Dobbs was saying that CNN wants to take their news operation away from opinion journalism. And Lou Dobbs was, you know, he's clearly an opinionated journalist, if you want to call him that. I don't know what you'd call those opinionated journalists. I don't know if they have a term yet. But Bill O'Reilly was going on and on saying, well, clearly CNN doesn't get it because everything's about opinion today. Look at our ratings. Fox News has got the best ratings ever, blah, blah, blah. You know, everybody wants the opinion. It's all about opinion, about opinion journalism. That's it. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You are totally missing the point. Journalism and opinion are two completely different things. I actually applaud CNN for trying to get away from the opinion based shows kind of thing and get to the actual news and not sticking opinion into it, whereas which is what Lou Dobbs was doing. He was sticking his opinion in his news show. But, and of course, we know that Fox News is all about opinion, that they are like the masters of this opinion crap. So I think Bill O'Reilly just totally doesn't get it. I mean, and the people who listen to or watch Fox News are idiots if they think the opinion is the news. Of course, I'm sure if they did a demographic study of the people who actually watch Fox News, they'd find that they have the education of like a fourth grader. Because they're idiots. If you're watching Fox News and you consider that news, you are an idiot, plain and simple. Now, along the same lines as that, recently, well, actually today, I believe, Sarah Palin's book, Going Rogue, was released, and she did interviews with Oprah on Monday and Barbara Walters this morning. I guess she did the interview with Barbara Walters yesterday, but it aired this morning on Good Morning America. Well, I watched the Oprah interview yesterday, and the majority of the things she said were not earth-shattering or even newsworthy or surprising. You know, I think I would have expected everything she said. So if her book is what she's talking about, I don't see anything you know, worth buying. Well, I would never even think of buying the book. But in the interview she had with Barbara Walters today, I saw this morning, Barbara Walters was trying to get her to say something about running for president, and Palin pretty much said, I don't know what I'll be doing in a couple of years, but I certainly want to serve this country. I'm not sure what capacity it will be in. I think she's going to try to run for president. And you know what? I say, honey, go for it. Run for president, because it would be the best thing you could do to get Barack Obama reelected. Because people, there may be like 20% of the base, Republican base, who will vote for you. I do not think that she is going to appeal to a massive amount of people. I think that's crazy. But I say go ahead and put her up. And you know, it's like the other day I saw this thing about Lynn Cheney said on the Sunday talk shows. Is it Lynn Cheney? I don't know what her name is. The oldest daughter was saying, oh yeah, Cheney and Palin in 2012, and then another person chimed in and said, what about Palin Cheney? And it was funny, but Cheney and Palin, oh my God, if they put those two up, or even if you throw in Newt Gingrich, any combination of the three, Barack Obama is assured of a second term if they are put up. That is just, there's no way about it. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Anyway, so I've been following that garbage with Palin in the past, in the past 2 days. So, yeah. Now, I already knew this, but I got an email from Stephen W. with an article about the Washington, D.C. gay newspaper that abruptly was shut down yesterday. I guess this had been coming in for a while now. Their parent company, or their parent company, Windows Media or Windows Publication, I don't know what it is, I guess was losing money left and right, and they decided at the last minute to shut down things. Well, there's some, you know, comments going around, or some rumors going around that there's a Virginia-based company that was trying to, or is trying to, buy the Washington Blade. I'm not sure. But as of right now, the Blade is no longer in publication. That was the only gay newspaper in D.C., and they just had their 40th anniversary last year. I do believe that circulation had been going down, but their website, the visits there have been going up. They have like 250,000 visits a month. So they definitely had the web traffic to support maybe some online advertising, but I think the actual print publication was not doing well, which, again, is nearly not surprising considering that newspapers are going downhill. But there was this, kind of sticking with the same line of topic here. There was a poll that was done that asked people if they would pay for online news, and supposedly 48% of people said that they would pay for online news. No. I'm not paying for online news. I got rid of the newspaper the actual print newspaper, because I can get it online free. I will not pay for online news. I'll turn to the TV completely to get my news. I'm already paying for that with my cable bills, so I'm not going to pay for online news. And I think that's actually going to... I know that eventually, in the future, we'll probably have to pay for online news and maybe even certain websites and stuff. But I think right now, this is not the time to be asking people to start paying for online news. And I guess the thing said people would be willing to pay up to $3 a month or something like that to buy or to read the news online. Really? $3 a month? No, I don't think so. I think the Wall Street Journal you have to pay to read, too. You can get the basic front page, I think, for free. But if you want to dig any deeper into the newspaper, you got to pay. I won't do it. Nope, I won't do it. So let me ask you a question here, wrapping this up, because I know I've been chatting on for much longer than I usually do. Are you willing to pay for online news? Plain and simple. Leave a comment in the comment section. All right, boys and girls, that is all I have for today. I hope you're having a great week. Your Monday and Tuesday went well. So until next time. Oops, I forgot to tell you that I have a voicemail from Scotty. Scotty, thanks for the voicemail. I appreciate it. Here we go.
Hi, Scotty, a little Aussie battle. I'm in the new Apple store in Brisbane. The first one. Look at these crazy Americans scaring the customers. Well, they're actually Australian, but anyway, you get the idea. It's totally crazy. You should be here buying a new computer. You need a new iMac. Okay, bye. It's so cheesy. It's ridiculous. I can't hang out. There's so much clapping. There's people jumping up and down. It's crazy. I've only found three real Americans, so I don't know what to say. Bye, Arthur.
Bye.